Lera now tries to understand languages spoken all over the world. She once visited an Aboriginal community in northern Australia and found the language they spoke forced her mind to work in new ways. Just saying hello was difficult.
I had this wonderful opportunity to work with my colleague Alice Gaby in this community called Pomparau on Cape York. And what's cool about languages like the languages spoken in Pomparau is that they don't use words like left and right, and instead everything is placed in cardinal directions, like north, south, east, and west. So the way you say hi in Cook Tire is to say, which way are you heading? And the answer should be north, northeast, in the far distance. How about you? So quite literally, to get past hello, you have to know which way you're heading. And in fact, speakers of languages like this have been shown to orient extremely well, much better than we used to think humans could. We always knew that certain species of animals had abilities to orient that we thought were better than human, and we always had some biological excuse for why we couldn't do it. We'd say, oh, well, we don't have magnets in our beaks or in our scales or whatever. But it turns out humans can stay oriented really, really well, provided that their language and culture requires them to keep track of this information.
I understand that if you're on a picnic with someone from this community and you notice an ant climbing up someone's left leg, it wouldn't make a lot of sense to tell that person, look, there's an ant on your left leg.
Well, there may not be a word for left to refer to a left leg. In a lot of languages, there isn't. So you might say, there's an ant on your northwest leg. The fun example I give my students is imagine playing the hokey pokey in a language like this. You know, there's no left leg or right leg. As soon as you move the leg, it becomes a different leg. So you may start with moving your southwest leg in, but then you have to move your northeast leg out.
Southwest leg in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
So I find that I'm often directionally and navigationally challenged when I'm driving around, and I often get my east-west mixed up with my left-right for reasons I have never been able to fathom. So, but if I understand correctly, I would be completely at sea if I visited this Aboriginal community in Australia, because I have often absolutely no idea where I am or where I'm going.
Well, you would be at sea at first, but actually it's something that's not so hard to learn. Many people have this intuition that, oh, I could never learn that. I could never survive in a community like this. But actually, that's exactly how people in those communities come to stay oriented, is that they learn it, right? You have to do it in order to fit into the culture and to speak the language. I had this cool experience when I was there. You know, I was trying to stay oriented because people were treating me like I was pretty stupid for not being oriented, and that hurt. And so I was trying to keep track of which way is which. And one day I was walking along and I was just staring at the ground. And all of a sudden I noticed that there was a new window that had popped up in my mind. And it was like a little bird's eye view of the landscape that I was walking through. And I was a little red dot that was moving across the landscape. And then when I turned, this little window stayed locked on the landscape, but it turned in my mind's eye. And as soon as I saw that happen, I thought, oh, this makes it so much easier. Now I can stay oriented. And I kind of sheepishly confessed this to someone there. I said, you know, this weird thing happened. I saw this bird's eye view and I was this little red dot. And they said, well, of course, how else would you do it? Of course, that's right. What was remarkable for me was that my brain figured out a really good solution to the problem after a week of trying, right? So I think it's something that is quite easy for humans to learn if you just have a reason to want to do it.